we saw some old school basketball last night. Too bad it wasn't on the court. A lot more to get to. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, which means the weekend's almost here. Can't wait. Be out at the racetrack tomorrow. Can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah.
Be out there a little early, pounding away at Oaklawn Park before the show starts.
Pounding.
Exactly.
Thrusting away.
The only negative to the weekend being almost here is the wife's going to be back Saturday.
I've gotten
used to my hermit life. This is kind of cool. Just, you know, go home, chill, watch whatever's on TV, drink whatever the hell I want. Don't have to be bothered by anybody. Could kind of get
not
used
a bad
to
life.
Could kind
it's
of get
called
used
being
to
single.
Yeah, it is. I kind of told her today if she wanted to stay an extra week, I was okay with that. But that didn't go over very well. But what's happening, man?
Sports stuff like that. What's happening?
You pumped for this show?
Yeah. I feel better today than yesterday. So I feel confident. Confident about this one.
Okay. So we don't even have to put odds on it. It's just going to be a good show.
Yeah, I think it's going to be solid.
Have you guys picked the folks who are going to be coming in Monday?
I believe we did.
Yeah.
Do you want to announce them? What are we doing? Or did you contact them already?
I did contact them. One of them has not returned a message back.
Okay.
Three of them have.
How long? And they're all locked in?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And then the other one that we were down to the last two we were deciding on. If this other guy doesn't get back to you.
Oh, no, he did. The first one we picked, they never got back to me.
Okay. I'm saying if when we narrowed it down to those last
two,
we'll use that guy for an alternate.
Yes.
In case this one doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah. The first one we picked was the listener is the chick, right?
Yes. Okay. I don't know if she's the listener or her husband is a listener, but she messaged us.
She's the one who messaged us. I feel like I've heard her name before. I think she is the listener, which I kind of like the idea of having one where the chick is the one who actually listens to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that might be an advantage.
Yeah.
So
we picked some old couples, we picked some young couples, you know, we kind of changed things up a little.
So when you say old, not old like me, just old.
No, okay. God, no.
Just checking. Old like you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't want people old like you because they might not even last until Monday.
Well, that's true. They could be dead and then not only that, they might not last long enough to take advantage of the stuff, and plus they're old, and they might not use it. 713-780-ESPN.
When do you want to announce it?
Do we really even need to announce it?
Well, I guess we don't.
If you already contacted them, we don't really need to.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you weren't contacted, then they didn't like you.
You didn't make the pick.
I did end up contacting everybody, telling them, unfortunately, we do have R4, and if anything changes, I told them that I'll reach back out to them.
Okay. Were they disappointed? Were they heartbroken?
Somebody gave me a thumbs down emoji.
Okay.
Was it an aggressive thumbs down emoji, do you think?
No.
It was like, oh, I'm disappointed?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That makes sense. They should be disappointed. It's going to be a great game. And we've got great prizing. I believe we are going to have Darling Way is going to give us a gift card. And
yes,
we're going to have a nice dinner. And there will be at least one more thing we've got going. So I'm working on it. But.
All right. Well, that'll be fun. And that'll be next Monday, correct?
Yes.
Which hour are we doing that in?
5 o'clock.
Okay. So you won't want to miss this.
That's right.
And I want to thank Beth at Darling Way because she was more than willing to pitch in and help
with
this.
Oh, yes.
So, all right. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see Twitter's head explode last night over Charles Oakley?
Yeah.
I thought that was fairly amusing. Still not sure what the hell happened there. There's two obvious, there's two sides to it, and you're getting completely different stories.
Yeah, it's kind of strange because there's a lot of people saying that Oakley didn't really say anything or do anything to get kicked out. It's just Dolan has some sort of beef with him.
Yeah, because he's been critical of him, which a lot of people have.
Yeah, you're the Knicks. Of course people have been critical. So I think it's more of a from what I – if I were a betting man, I would bet that James Dolan was just being petty.
Yeah.
And he wanted to embarrass Charles Oakley. And I would say that Charles Oakley is a man who does not take kindly to someone attempting to embarrass him. And that's what happened.
I would agree with that. And obviously, it seemed like Twitter was siding with Oakley as the details started coming out.
Yeah.
But it's easy to hate Dolan. I mean, especially if you're a Knick fan.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, at least it gave us some throwback basketball. When guys would throw down on the court.
Oh, I like guys like Oakley. He was one of my favorite players. I never liked the Knicks.
Yeah.
And, like, I never liked Patrick Ewing. I never liked John Starks. John Starks especially.
Yeah.
But I loved Oakley. He's just he was like a hard dude.
Yeah.
He's like the kind of guy who, and there have been other guys come along like him where if he's on your team, you love him.
Yep.
And if he's not on your team, you probably hate him. Ron Artest is like the one that jumps to mind the most.
Yeah.
Ron Artest, if he's on your team, you're probably a huge Ron Artest fan. If he's not on your team, you probably hate his guts. Kind of like Dennis Rodman was. And these are, that's a different level of tough guy in a game where there is a lot of fake tough guy going on.
Right.
In the NFL, there's a lot of tough guys in the NFL. The NBA is a lot of posturing, pretending to be tough guys. That's, at least from my experience. Charles Oakley.
You could say it. It's Dwight Howard. You're describing Dwight Howard.
I'm describing any number of NBA players who think that they're tough.
Right.
Because they are big. But on the inside are marshmallow soft. And, I mean, I'm not saying that every professional athlete should be some kind of a badass. But there's a lot of, and I really think it's because when you become rich, you become famous, and you're recognized as an athlete, you suddenly think you're a tough guy. And there's a lot of kitty cats in the NBA. And Charles Oakley, no one ever mistook him for being a fake tough guy.
No. And that's the kind of guy I always wanted on my team. And there was an era where there were a whole bunch of them. And that's why you had some really ugly incidents, too,
yeah.
Because those guys wouldn't back down from anybody. And so when you had a couple of them run into each other, that's how you had Ron Artest in the stands punching away. But, that guy's kind of Knicks royalty. I don't care if he's criticizing him.
Yeah.
Maybe you ought to take care of him. And now instead he gets arrested and taken out of there in cuffs. Yeah, it was fun, though. It made for a fun evening.
Some NFL-related news. Did you see that the Colts have released Dequell Jackson?
I did see that.
I mean, the Colts literally had, like, two good players on defense, and Dequell Jackson was one of them. And he did miss the final four games of the season for PEDs and still finished one tackle behind the team leader. he led the team in tackles in 2015. And is fourth in the NFL in tackles made over the last three years. And he's fourth, and he missed four games. So, I mean, one of the most consistent linebackers on a team that really has no consistency. And you also just consider what else is going on with the Colts linebacking core. Robert Mathis retired.
Right.
And then Eric Walden and Trent Cole are both free agents. they're basically saying, well, we're going to hit reset on our linebacking core, which, I mean, it's not the worst thing, but...
But that was one area where he at least had some...
Yeah, guys. It's so weird to me. Now, granted, he's 33. They'll save $5.5 million in salary cap space. And he was scheduled to make $5 million in 2017 and a $500,000 roster bonus that was due March 13th. But that doesn't seem like that much money relative to the performance he gave. I don't know. I guess maybe...
I guess that having that 33 behind your name for an age, that'll do it.
I guess so.
So, strange move.
They're going to try to go cheap on defense?
I don't know. I think maybe it's just new GM. They're going to reset the whole thing.
Well, that's the thing. That's the first big move for Chris Ballard. We'll see how it works out. If I were a new GM, there'd be like a handful of guys on that team that I'd talk to and say, "Hey guys, you're our guys. We're building around you guys." DeQuell Jackson probably would have been on my short list of guys that I'd say,
"Yeah,
I'd really like to have you back." Instead, he's the first to go. So, always something interesting going on in Indianapolis. All right, guys, Valentine's Day, it's on Tuesday, less than a week away. This year, give your gift a Valentine that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and will last forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and a signature box. And really, the Beargram can do anything, and it can be for anyone. They do sweet, they do funny, they do romantic, they do friendly. It can be for your lady, can be for your mom, for your daughter, whoever you're thinking of on Valentine's Day. They've got something there. Over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, they've got the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory Bear. Vermont Teddy Bear is just a great way to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Have you still not done anything about that? Don't wait until the last minute and end up giving an ordinary, expected gift, because a gift from Sherry's Berries is going to show where you planned ahead to find the perfect gift and is sure to get the reaction that you want. As a matter of fact, guess what I did today? I got our girl Esme, who works in front, our receptionist, I got her Sherry's Berries, and she loved them. It was like the best thing she got for her birthday. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries are starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of this deal, Fred and AJ.
Yep, these berries dipped in white milk, dark chocolate. They're topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, and chopped nuts. Perfectly packaged in a gift box with all the details taken care of. So get them sent to her work. Her coworkers will be jealous. You'll be the man. Guys, Valentine's Day, just a few days away. There's only one way to get these delicious berries from Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in Fred and AJ. Berries.com. Click on the mic. Type in Fred and AJ. Go now. Berries starting at $19.99.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in today, I'd be happy to take your phone calls. We have a Johnny Manziel update. And it involves one of my teams. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a report that Sir Jonathan participated in a workout with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Oh, boy.
However, it would be against the league's rules because his negotiating rights are the property of the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Oh, no.
Now, Johnny has said the report is straight up wrong. I have had no workouts with any team from the CFL. The Rough Riders deny it as well. But the CFL is actually investigating. So I think that it's the right move for him. Now, he says he hasn't had anything to drink in a month, and he's been working out and hoping to get another NFL tryout. I think this would be a good move for him. I think he should go up there, dominate, get his bleep together. And if he really is serious, then go up there for a year, two at the most. Somebody will give you a chance.
I have bad news for John. There's a company called PCNY on Instagram. And basically they're a high-end car service.
Yeah.
They own the car that Johnny Manziel totaled last year. One of the three cars that Johnny Manziel totaled last year. And they posted a picture today, and they said all the lies in the beginning when Manziel still felt responsible slightly for his actions, the car accident, a few days before these texts. But after a week, there was no care at all for what he did that night. You'll see in the next text I post, along with this trash bag. And basically he posted the text that Johnny Manziel sent him, and talking about insurance, and basically he had agreed to pay for this car out of his own pocket. Well, and then it ended up not working out that way, and now so this guy's posting all this stuff that Johnny sent him, and Johnny said, he said, you remember me being very fair, or no, he said, the money you offered, you never sent. I've been very fair with you. And then Johnny Manziel says, crazy that a high-end luxury car service doesn't have insurance for something like this. I've offered to pay your deductible plus more than fair compensation for lost rent since the car has been damaged. Which, by the way, there's a picture of the car. It's beyond damaged. I mean, it's never going to work again. There's no doubt. That's not how he says, we've had this talk 4 to 5 times throughout the past year, and for some reason you still only want $100,000 cash. That's not how a car accident works, especially when I'm just a passenger in the car. You continuously want to settle this the New York way, threatening me and my friends on multiple trips across the country. I'll tell you this once again. Take it to court like a normal person, and we will have a judge figure this out. When two people can't come to agreement, that's what you do. I feel terrible that your car is sitting in your driveway looking like a bag of bleep. But for some reason, unbeknownst to me, your insurance bleeped you. I would advise to stop being a cheap ass and get a better insurance policy, or maybe find a new company. You can continue to post all you want, but you're desperate and it's starting to show. And from there, he goes to saying that maybe he should post the insurance claim. And he says, we all know you were driving. So it's a whole mess, but he says you were driving, just like you were driving the other two cars you totaled this year. He's got a lot going on, but it doesn't look like it's going to be fixed anytime soon, but this dude is trying to bury Johnny over this.
Well, I'm a little confused because one of those guys' insurance has to take care of it, whether it's Manziel's or theirs.
Right. The problem is, I think Manziel lied and said he wasn't driving because he was wrecked, obviously. But I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out.
Seems like the company would have its own insurance.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But I also don't know. I mean, I don't know how that works. If the driver's wasted, maybe the company's insurance doesn't pay. Maybe it suddenly becomes that guy's problem. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a confusing thing.
But either way, it's not good for John.
Well, and I think he's getting back to the point I was going to make. Dude really needs to not think about the NFL right now. I don't think he's going to get a chance. Everything that comes out is just teams are going to say, you know what? No. Go up north and try something. See if you can play. Because I'm not even sure you can play in the NFL anyway. Much less, I mean, forget all the side stuff for a minute. But because I think teams are pretty much about ready to go full Greg Hardy on him.
Yeah.
And just say, we don't want
you. He's never playing in the NFL again.
I think if he actually cleaned up his act and went up there and played really, really well, he might get a chance.
I don't think so.
I mean,
it's possible.
If he doesn't get into anything stupid for a couple years and shows that he's really changed.
I mean, the problem was, not only has he been a pain in the ass, he also never showed that he could really play in the league.
Yeah, well, and I think part of that because he was partying all the time and had all those issues. And I think if that's what he's got to fix. And I don't know that he can. He says he has. We'll see. He said it before. But that's what you have to prove, is that you can go out there sober and actually prepared and study what you need to study and play well and not show up wrecking cars every couple of months. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. I would like to see him turn it around and go play up there for a while and see if he got another chance. I don't know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just don't know that he can actually do all that. I don't know if you saw this. It says radio host literally eats crow after losing bet.
I saw that.
And it's on Yahoo News. Did that, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah, more than that.
And even barely got on YouTube.
You ate the crow my very first day here.
Yeah, that's right. Was it your first day or was it
maybe
your tryout?
My first test show, yeah.
I think it was your tryout show. And I didn't make Yahoo News.
No, no one cared about you.
No, no one cares about me now. I'm a little disappointed. I would have liked to have made Yahoo News for
ageism.
That. Ageism. I think it is ageism. I think it's...
I think you're at the age where anything that doesn't go your way, you can consider ageism.
So I could do what Johnny suggested. Just sue them.
Yeah.
I could sue them for age discrimination.
Yeah.
Because that's a good... You know what? That's a positive. Being over 50? I think I could sue anybody for age discrimination now.
Probably.
I think every troll texter who hates me...
Throw out your AARP card.
I can do that. I can take down their phone number and... Call Lawyer Dave and tell him to start filing age discrimination claims.
There you go.
I like this idea. This will be fun. I'll sue more people than Donald Trump.
Now, will you win more trials than
Donald Trump? I never said anything about that. I just think it'd be fun. Just cause a mess. So what is this thing that Barry and Joel were talking about that I caught the tail end of?
I don't know. I briefly heard it. I think they were talking about like some kind of like... I don't know, some event where we do multiple athletic events. I think they're talking about maybe creating like a outdoor...
Didn't he say a drunk field day?
Yeah, something like that.
This is the thing. And he was talking about competing against us at this drunk field day.
Yes, I think he wanted Joel to match up with AJ, like Barry to match up with Fred, and Nick to match up with myself.
Barry and Joel, neither one of them drink.
No, that part they said... We will wreck them on. But then on the athletic events, I think Barry was saying that they could take us on some of them.
Here's the thing. If we played, if we had a drunk field day where we did the events drunk, I don't think they would beat us, even at things that they're better than us at. Because if you put a six-pack of beer in me and a six-pack in Fred, and then you put a six-pack in Joel and Barry, I promise you we're closer to good than they are.
Yeah.
A six-pack of beer is not even going to phase us.
I mean,
are you kidding me?
There's,
it won't even phase you. You've gotten to that point, too.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do, like, craft stuff, like six-pack of craft stuff, but I could, like, shotgun six Miller Lights and be fine.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I think we can take them in three-on-three basketball, too.
I don't know. Joel's pretty good.
Joel's got hoop skills, I hear.
Yeah. I foul hard. So does AJ.
I haven't played basketball in forever, and I honestly don't even really like playing basketball anymore, but I rebound like a sumbitch, and
I still got a little Charles Oakley in me.
I'm all effort, bro. I'm all effort and elbows, the two E's.
Well, I'm pretty sure John would just destroy Nick.
John, you're going to have to hit that. You're going to have to stroke it.
Basically, we just get out of the way and let John go James Harden on the offense, and then you and me will rebound.
Who wins? I mean, what about other shows? Like, Raheel, John, and Dell would be pretty solid,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, that'd be the best basketball team.
I don't know, because the only person that I know...
Dell's black, and Raheel is pretty good.
No, Raheel's a good basketball player.
Raheel's good. I played with him in college. He's pretty good.
Did you guys play at Kentucky, Duke? Where'd you play?
We played at UTSA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Rec League.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't know about Granato and Dell.
Well, Granato's old. Dell's black, so you have to assume he's pretty good. At least he's got some skill. Probably more than us. But Granato would be a weak link.
But if we play
that show in general is also a little quicker than our show. Like they're going to be able to move around faster. They don't have the girth that we have.
See, and Raheel doesn't drink, so that pretty much takes. You can't even be in it.
He won't even play. He can't play because he doesn't drink for religious reasons. So he can't even play the drunk field day.
Well, Barry was talking something about a taekwondo match, which I'd be okay with, but he wanted pads, like the head pads and stuff.
Yeah.
I said, shin pads and foot pads. You're scared by gloves. Yes. I'll do that. But I'm down. Depends on what the events are. Does poker count?
I don't know.
I like our chances in poker. Big time. I'll take all three of us against anybody in the station at poker, except Granado, who's okay.
I'd still take us over Granado.
Well, I'd put him fourth.
Okay.
I feel very uncomfortable right now.
Why?
Because this guy's over here with his shirt down.
What's wrong with you, Barry?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Man, what the hell is he's doing?
Did Barry, did you think about that? Did you consider the fact that if we do a drunk field day, that you and Joel don't really drink, so you guys would be in a distinct disadvantage in every game we played?
Yeah, it came up. It came up because I said, no one on our show drinks, but I'm still willing to do it because I'm a competitor.
So, like, for instance, Joel could almost definitely beat me at basketball if we're both sober. But if we both crush a six-pack...
Now, see, it couldn't be a six-pack. I wouldn't even be able to climb up on the tricycle if it was a six-pack.
This isn't like buzzed field day. This is drunk field day.
Yeah. Sorry.
This isn't like take a sip of beer and then ride a tricycle. No one does that. Everybody gets drunk and rides a tricycle.
I was thinking like maybe two or three shots of whiskey and then we go.
Two or three shots?
That's a lot.
That's not that much.
Yeah, see, all this is going to have to be negotiated.
My skirt is showing.
I'll just say this.
I want to wear pads. I don't want to get all the way drunk.
Shut up. I'm not fighting Fred without pads on. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting my ass whipped by Fred without pads. I'll take a whooping like a man, but with pads on.
Okay, but you have to be drunk, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Like a six-pack minimum.
Before each event?
I think... We should probably do something like maybe before each event, we shotgun a beer and take a shot of whiskey.
Yeah, I think that's the way
and
to
that
go.
Way by
as long as it's two events, I'm in.
That way by the sixth event.
Oh, God.
By the sixth event, we've put down six beers and six shots.
If like,
and we get to pick the order of events.
Oh, why is this? This was my idea.
Yeah, and you challenged us, so therefore.
Damn it. I'm out. I quit.
You can't quit. You did this.
Damn it. All right, fine. I'm in. Whatever. I'm in. Just bring it. I'm going to wreck y'all on field day. Okay. Make sure my shots are vodka and they're actually water.
No.
Otherwise.
No.
Brown. It's whiskey.
All right.
Brown liquor only.
We'll get Whitmire's to do it. So, hey, here's a good idea. Buy a breathalyzer and drink until you have the same blood alcohol level.
We could do that.
That makes sense. That's a pretty good idea. All right, I'll tell you something else that makes sense. Guess what? Valentine's Day, it's coming. Tuesday, it's almost here. You tired of guessing what she wants? Well, you know what's going to make you look like a pro? Pro Flowers. They make it easier than ever by taking all the guesswork out. And today only, special sale. How about this? An extra 15% off of everything. On top of their already low prices, right now you can get two dozen assorted roses with free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling or upgrade. And for $9.99 more, you get two dozen long-stem assorted roses with premium vase and chocolate. Plus, today only, Pro Flowers is offering the Blitzers an extra 15% off this amazing deal and everything on the site. Just go to proflowers.com, use the code Fred and AJ. But remember, the extra 15% off is for today only.
Yeah, guys, listen, you can set delivery the day you want it. You can order now, have it delivered on Valentine's Day, right to the office, right to the house, wherever you want. And they're guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. You can't beat the price, especially around Valentine's Day. And you can't beat the convenience. Don't get stuck without a plan for Valentine's Day. Don't get stuck paying $200 for roses at some florist on Valentine's Day. Here's the only way to get two dozen assorted roses with free glass vase starting at $29.99. Go to proflowers.com. It's very simple. Click the blue microphone. Type in Fred and AJ. We tell you this every day. Proflowers.com. Click on the mic. Type in Fred and AJ. Valentine's Day, just days away. So quit procrastinating. Get on it. Order today. This deal expires soon.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, thousands of people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started 2017 in a dead-end job, not making enough money, and they decided to do something about it. You can join them. At My Computer Career, you can start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. It's not too late. You can be part of those guys. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get the skills and the industry certifications you'll need to start your new career in IT. Last year, the job placement team had most students employed before graduation. Talk about a load lifted off. You know you've got a job after you finish. That's a great thing. Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take that free career evaluation. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, so get the free career evaluation done today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
And we're back on the Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. I was just talking to Barry in the hallways about this. We need to do this. This is a good idea, because then we can charge tickets and raise money for charity. I think people would pay to see us do really stupid stuff drunk.
Yeah.
God, so. Nate says on Twitter, he says, chug two IPAs and a shot of Wild Turkey.
Yeah, I'm okay
with
that.
I can't chug two IPAs.
I'll pretty much chug anything. Here's a thought. How about we start it off with a beer mile?
Okay.
That way, that's how you get your beer on right off the bat. Then you do a shot for every other event.
My brother on his 21st birthday was shotgunning rodeo clown, Carbach rodeo clown.
Oh, my God.
Which, if you've never had, it's a pretty serious beer.
Yeah.
And he was doing one with everybody. So after about six friends, it was game over for him. And he was only 21, you know. But and he drinks a lot. Imagine what would happen to Barry if he shotgunned a couple of those. Oh, he'd get pregnant.
All right, I like this. We're going to have a sit down. We come up with all the rules and the events. And
Barry said he needs to be involved in making these rules.
I've got an idea.
Well, yeah, we'll all be involved.
Since Fred is not accustomed to fighting in headgear, I'll fight Barry instead. And I'll wear pads, and Barry can wear pads, and I'll fight Barry.
Muay Thai only?
Yeah.
I might do that.
Okay.
I might do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I've trained with you before.
Yeah.
I know what your weaknesses are.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. I got to hit the gym, though. We're going to do this in like 3 years, right?
No. we have to agree that this...
Like, Barry's forgetting that when Barry and I first started training, yeah. I only trained grappling, and Barry only trained
Muay Thai.
Yeah. But since then, I've had 4 or 5 fights.
Whatever.
And Barry has done absolutely nothing.
I whoop my cat's ass a couple times.
I bet you would.
Muay Thai.
When you're drunk.
No, it was wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Fake wrestling. I just suplexed him and then DDT'd him.
Tombstone.
Yeah, totally. Pile driver. Barry, try that with a cat. It's Barry, not as easy as you think.
Do the smart thing. Fight the old man and let AJ beat up on Joel. Plus, it'd be kind of fun to see Joel get his ass kicked.
But Joel,
that's why I set it up that way.
Joel is basically Fred's age, right?
I don't know. I thought I was older than Joel, but apparently I'm not.
I think Joel's older than you.
That's why I said whatever event I did would be against Fred, like the tricycle races, because I thought we were the same age.
No, Joel's Fred's age, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You guys are old.
Hey. That's not nice.
Yeah.
I make no bones about it, but I definitely need like 3 months.
You run miles. What are you talking about?
No, I'm too fat right now. I got to get in better shape.
Dude, you could outrun any of us, I bet. That's what I said. I would. We could do a race.
That's why we'll do the beer mile. That'll be perfect.
Oh, so what is the beer mile now? You drink a beer, run
a
mile?
Every quarter mile, you chug a beer.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's
Are you out when you vomit?
Yeah, if you vomit, you're out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'll keep going if I vomit. This won't be the first time.
No, this is and that will be how we kick off the event. We'll start with the beer mile.
Is that the only event I'm doing, or are we going to do taekwondo in the infield right after?
Oh, no. We'll get a number of events. We'll put it together.
Okay.
We'll have to decide on a fair number, but we started off with that.
Uh-huh.
That way, everybody's going to be drunk by the end of that.
I like Tyler's idea. He said we need to have a breathalyzer on premise.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that.
And everyone has to have the same, like, alcohol content. So you can't, like, because a beer and a shot to me is going to be way different than AJ's fat ass. Like, that's nothing to him.
Hey, but let me tell you.
That's right.
Everyone, it's true, AJ. Hey, we all have advantages and things that we do better than others.
That's true.
If you're going to do some kind of drunk Olympics, we're going to automatically have an advantage. That's just life.
It is true.
It was your idea.
It is true.
This is America.
We are better at being drunk than you guys.
This is so true. You guys are professionals at it.
Yeah.
And I don't like the idea of poker. I will leave with no clothes.
Yeah.
I would leave drunk and naked. And no, I'm not doing that. Not a third time. No way.
Not again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to sit down and put together some ideas for this. And, of course, I think we have to do it. Let's do this like in June, because that's when everything's slow anyway. We don't have all those.
God, it's going to be hot.
We'll do it.
It's more likely they'll throw up.
Exactly. It'll be awesome.
It's more likely I'll throw up.
Yeah, but if you throw up, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
We're not expecting a whole lot out of you, John. We just want you to stay awake, don't have any chicken on your head, and you'll be good. You'll do all right.
Raheel can roll too, right?
Raheel
trains?
He doesn't drink.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
He can't play.
Mm.
You can't have a drunk Olympics with somebody who doesn't drink. That's just...
Well, somebody's Dell or John will have to drink for him.
Will he smoke weed?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
I don't know. Dell drink? I don't know if Dell drinks either.
No, Dell doesn't either.
Oh, yeah.
So their show is out.
Yeah.
John will have to drink for both of them.
Well, what about Sean drinks?
Sean does drink.
So Sean and John could participate.
But who will be their third?
Yeah, they need a third. I'd like to involve all the shows.
What about the Mighty Gwynn and Barry Warner?
Oh, yeah. I would pay to see that.
Do you want somebody to die on the field?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great.
Of course we do. Hell, there's a chance it'll be me.
Maybe we just let, if they do Sean and John, and we have Barry and the Mighty Gwynn, and we can have Nate and Crate, and Joel and Barry, maybe we can let Jong off the hook, and it can just be two-man teams.
Laminek just came in and said he'd fight Barry Warner.
Okay. No pads, though.
Nick has a good point. We should do it at night.
Why?
Well, first we could do the show live and then do it after our show. That'd be a good way to do it.
That's true.
And then people could come out and make a big deal out of it. Plus, it'll be a little cooler.
We can do it on a Saturday.
Yeah, we could do it on a Saturday. But, all right. Well, I want to involve as many shows as possible in this thing.
Okay.
I think that's the only fair way to do it.
All right, guys. Valentine's Day is coming up on Tuesday. So check this out. There's a brand new technology that's going to drive your lady wild for Valentine's Day. It's called Micro Velvet. It's created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram, and it's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. These are the softest, the most luxurious pajamas you've ever imagined. They are incredibly soft. They are begging to be touched. And if they're begging to be touched, she's inside those pajamas. So you're going to have to touch her through the pajamas, and that's going to feel good for everybody. And when she's happy, you're happy. That's what matters about Valentine's Day. You don't have to gift wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is still guaranteed, even though Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Remember, tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm really excited about this. You know what Barry's going to have to do to train? He's going to have to learn to drink like we do.
He can't, though. He's just not cut out for it.
No, we were sharing stories from the party Friday night off air. And, no, but this could be a lot of fun. That's a good idea that he had. I'm down. We'll make this a big deal. The listeners will love it. Just got to find a place to do it and all those little details, which I've got some places in mind. We need a track for the beer mile. Somebody will have that.
We'll do it like Memorial Park or something.
Well, I'd rather have it at a place, you know, where people could actually come and get beer and stuff.
Like, who the hell else has a track?
I don't know. I have to
think
about that.
We'll have to mark it off on the street.
Yeah, we'll probably
somewhere.
Have to do that. Yeah, but you could put it at some place. I like if you did it at Nick's place, you could do that down those back streets there. We could block them off. We'd have to get the police to help. We'll figure this out. I just need to think about it a little more. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. And, hell, I don't even know where to go now because I'm so distracted
by
this.
We're all jacked up about
this. I know.
This.
I'm fired up about this thing. This is one of the better ideas that we've had. Should we involve everybody or just the Daily Shows?
No, I think we should involve, well, as in like Hustletown and HD?
Well, I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, we can involve
we should invite
we can
them.
Ask everybody.
Fred doesn't drink.
Oh yeah, he gave up drinking,
yeah,
right?
So he's out, too.
Their show's out. If you got people on your show who don't drink, you're out.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this radio station. We've pussified this radio station to the point where, like, 60% of the people here don't drink ever. It's ridiculous.
It is kind of pathetic.
I mean, at least, like...
How do you do radio and not drink?
I don't know. At least, like, Barry and Joel, they don't drink regularly, but they'll have a drink. Like, Raheel and Fred and Dell just...
Fred Davis, not Fred Fowler. Let's not,
right. They just don't drink at all.
I'm fundamentally opposed to that. I don't trust people who don't drink. Raheel's case, I get it. I accept it. Don't have to like it, but I accept it. Everybody else that just chooses not to.
Maybe Fred Davis is Muslim now.
Maybe so.
Possible.
Maybe so. James wants to know where he can get odds on someone getting hurt or dying. Well, we'll probably have that. They'll be wagering on this. I will make odds for every single event, so if the Blitzers wish to participate with each other, you'll be more than welcome to. I'm pretty sure I'll be gambling on it.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested that we should have a camel race because we know we have a champion there.
That's true.
I don't know where we would get camels for a camel race.
I'm sure you could find one. You could wrangle one up.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
What did you mean by that?
Nothing at
you
all.
You racist son of a... Yeah.
Somebody just called in and wants to talk. It's Raheel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
How come I can't do the beer mile? Instead of beer, you guys can substitute something else for me.
No.
That's actually not a bad idea. Like maybe some kind of habanero hot sauce or something like that?
Yeah. Well, it's like a cheeseburger every quarter mile. I think that's pretty fair.
No.
A bacon cheeseburger and you're on.
Turkey bacon?
No. This is America.
American bacon?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
Or how about this? How about... instead of a beer, you just drink like a full shot glass of Thai spicy sauce from Thai Gourmet.
Barry says Raheel should do lean before he does the quarter mile. Sprite and cough syrup?
Yeah, you're allowed to drink cough syrup, right?
Yeah, we can do cough syrup. We can do that.
Okay, that works then.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in then.
We'll get you all.
I don't know. I don't know about this.
You'll get you all scissorped up.
I don't know about this. The whole point of a beer mile is to drink a beer. We can't change the rules for you just because you're religion.
I think he'd be he wouldn't be able to do any of the other events.
Well, I think he'll do really well as the MC. This is an old man's game.
Yeah, I think that's the game.
And Raheel will be a great
and
MC.
And if Raheel can call play-by-play, I don't know if it was successful. I didn't listen to it. But if he can call play-by-play for... a fashion show, I think he can do the play-by-play for this. Him and Dell can sit there sober together and do it.
That works.
Okay. I'm in.
All right.
I'm not happy, but I'm in.
Well, listen, start drinking.
Nah. I see how your lives are going. I'm good.
What's changing your religion at this point, what's it going to hurt?
Exactly.
That's a good point.
That's just like changing wives. You can do it 2 or 3, 4 times in your life if you want. It's all right.
No big deal.
Yeah. I think our lives turned out pretty well, by the way.
I mean, he's trying to stay in this country, right? So changing religions might help.
No kidding, especially now. We're just trying to help. Chase says, you can't gamble on events you were in, Pete Rose. I can bet against Barry that I'm going to beat him in something. It's just like betting on golf when you're playing it, right?
Dustin says, open this up to other stations. He wants to see Meltzer do it. I'd be open to that. Friendly competition between stations? The other guys wouldn't do it, though.
No, they wouldn't. They like to pretend we don't exist.
Yeah.
So.
That's their move.
Yeah. They're welcome.
Like I say all the time how much Rich Lord sucks. Rich Lord, I think, pretends like he has no idea who I am.
Oh, he does. He doesn't know who either of us are. At least that's what he claims.
Right.
But now him I would fight.
Okay.
That I would do. I'd be ready for that. But yeah, they'd never participate with us.
Now, a couple people have suggested this. Instead of making Raheel drink a beer every mile, make him drink milk. If it's a summer day, and it would have to be like, he'd have to drink a quart of milk every time. A quart, 4 quarts equals a gallon, right?
Don't ask me to do gallon.
Is that right, Jung? 4 quarts in a gallon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if he could do a quart of milk every lap. That might be fair. That might be a fair. It has to be cow milk, not goat milk or whatever Raheel wants to drink. He'll come up almond milk, something like that. It's got to be the real deal, cow milk.
Oh, well, I just.
You'll come. Oh, I'll the drink problem coconut
is,
milk.
But the problem is.
Cow.
That's milk. Just one event. I mean, we'd have to have him come up with something different for every single event. And that's just not going to work. It's an alcohol event. It's pretty simple.
That's true.
That's the idea.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people suggesting have it at Sam Houston Race Park. That'd be a pretty good possibility.
That's true.
Because there's room to run there. They could set up anything we needed. We want to set up basketball goals. I'm sure we could get somebody to do that.
They've got a nice concrete area. Yeah, it's a good idea.
That's a very good idea. And go bet on some races afterwards. That'll be even better.
All right, guys. Now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery, and you can do it all with Dirt-Free Carpet. Right now, they'll clean a room for free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room. They'll clean the second one absolutely free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373, and go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They use powerful engines to create the high-pressure steam made from their patented superwater. Your carpets are fresh and deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oil rugs, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard about it here, and you'll get one room of carpet clean free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
Anywhere I go, there you are. ESPN 97.5.